Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
First things first, you can listen to this whole show on the Audacy app. Get that today. Mm-hmm. Download it right now.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
If you don't, we're coming to your house.
So
if you're going to refuse to do it, just text in right now. Text in your address to 303-222-5423. We'll come to your house. We'll show you how to download it, you boomer. We want to do something we never do. Mm. Take the low road. We want you to talk smack about your ex.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, because all of my previous relationships have been golden and perfect. I'm trying to be a good person. I don't know what it is.
Well, no.
It seems like Aaron can fill the time.
Rude.
Here's what happened.
You, your ex is.
Yes. Same. It's still a judgment on her for having bad taste in men. I was on this Reddit thread, and it was just like, what's the grossest thing your ex used to do? What's the cringiest thing your ex used to do? It was like gross exes, gross us out, whatever. And they don't just have to be gross, but we don't want them to be like, yeah, he used to get drunk and like drive into the no. Like, it's got to be just like whatever. What caught my eye on this thread was a guy said, I saw my ex pick something out of her tooth with a toenail she had just clipped. And I said to myself, self, why does that sound so familiar?
Not a toenail. It would be a fingernail, but yes.
He did it with fingernails? They're not long enough or thick. Like,
they were.
To get all the way in between, like to go, to floss with. I always assumed it was a toenail.
No, that's gross.
Don't slander his good name. He would
Hold
never.
Up. So to you, like a foot that's been in a sock and just like whatever, that's more gross than him digging in the tomato plants outside and then clip into his tooth. That's disgusting.
I don't want either, but if I had to pick one, it would be fingernails. And I also didn't get a pick because sometimes when he kissed, he would shove them into my mouth.
He would put the nail into your mouth.
Yeah.
So he would... So sometimes... So sometimes the gross thing in his tooth was his nail.
Oh, he would like
just leave him
kind of chipmunk it and just keep it there for later.
It's either a complete lack of awareness or extreme confidence that I can only envy. Of like,
yeah, it's,
you know,
it's so baller that like I'm so good in bed that I'm gonna shove a fingernail into her mouth and she's still not gonna leave.
Yeah, I'm like clutching around her leg.
I'm holding her, going, I'll buy you a car. What do you want? Yeah,
I'm doing
Please
it all wrong.
Oh my god. Okay, so that's one of the gross things. Another one on there is the lip pout. It's You're radio it? For one.
I don't think I'm doing it right anyway.
I can tell you,
you're not sticking your bottom lip out far enough. You're just pulling the sides down. Yeah, Slacker's got it.
Okay.
Oh, I hate that.
So I don't think that's gross enough, but what made this one gross is it was a girl talking about her man. Man doing the lip pout. Like,
Yeah.
The gross thing, I've had exes who did do the baby talk. And I'm nothing is a arousal killer to me. I've never understood dudes who want a girl to call him daddy. I've just, maybe it's because you don't have kids, but once you have a kid, right, like you've heard somebody call you daddy and it's like, it hits different.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm with you.
Oh, what are you going to do to me, daddy? I'm like, absolutely nothing. Probably drive you to school.
Go to bed.
Make you a grilled cheese if you really need one, but nothing that you're doing in that outfit that you want done to you. Daddy is such a no. Huh?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's weird.
It's okay. We'll keep going. Actually, we're going to give Erin the floor here in a second. She's going to just tell us all the gross things her exes have done, but we want to hear what your exes have done too. 303-222-5423. You can call that number or text it. Tiak, in for the... Okay.
I got to get in now. The grossest thing, I dated a girl for a while and she could not brush her teeth without gagging.
Huh?
So I don't... She had...
I'm adjacent to that.
Are you? So just every time she'd brush her teeth, it'd just be like...
My gag reflex, and then you just... I have been really good lately, and you probably just set me back about 6 months.
Oh, no. Why?
Like, I can't brush my tongue. I have to use a tongue scraper. If anything...
Sorry. Wow.
It's the back of my tongue. So, like...
Really?
Uh-huh.
You're one of these? I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't realize.
Oh, my God. And I can
Your
talk
Your eyes
myself,
are getting watery.
I could hurl right now.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no. Okay. All
right. He's literally gagging himself right now. I'm so gagged.
It's so... Right there. That's a gross thing. Thank you for taking my mind off of the other... I don't know, but I could see why you'd find that gross.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to do things with her later. You're like, well, if...
Oh, that's not going to happen.
No, it's yeah, it's probably a safe bet.
Yeah. It's less of a worry.
How big was her toothbrush? Sonic Air or just one of those little...
The travel size.
Erin, would you like to give it? Like, there's another one on the Reddit thread.
Yeah.
That is also you. I've never understood.
Like, which one?
What do you call it? Hot boxing? No.
Dutch oven.
Dutch oven. Mm-hmm. That's so like, what? Men,
I don't. Okay, so I don't mind if someone's comfortable next to me and they
a
let them
comes
rip.
Out.
I don't. That's fine. I don't mind. We're human. I get it. But you do not need to trap me in a blanket.
No, you don't.
Yeah. You're supposed to love and care for me. You're supposed to nurture me. You're not supposed to force my head.
That's like attempted murder at that point.
And I'm a big tucker. Like, everything's tucked tight. So, like, if I shoved you under there, you're in a hermetically sealed... Yeah. You're you brushing your teeth, baby? Or did you find my floss sticks? Is anybody going to call?
I think so.
People date gross people, yeah.
Okay, so we'll set up VD for you too.
Voice disguiser, yeah.
If you don't want everybody to know,
we'll take your name.
It is a little bit of a reflection on you if you dated a person so vile. Because like you just dated somebody who would shower once every 17 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like you can call us and tell us about it and we'll relate with you, but you can change your voice, we'll change your name. So no one has to know that you're so gross that you let somebody be gross.
Or maybe your current partner does something too that you don't even have to be broken up with them.
Yeah. Then we would definitely VD you.
Yeah. Voice disguiser.
That too. The gross thing your partner or ex did, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about your gross ex.
I'm gonna throw up at the text we just got.
Oh no.
It's so gross.
Oh no. What is it?
Someone said my ex in high school used to pop his pimples, green pus filled pimples, and eat what popped out, would literally lick
it. Who did it?
Lick it off his finger.
What?
And wipe off his face. And eat it. Hard piece, pus, white pus, eat it all. I ended it after I caught him. Good for you. Get out of there.
What are you talking about? Are you serious? So it's like...
Can you do that seductively? Is there a way to...
No.
You know?
No. No.
What told you... Like, what? I mean, I've always been curious about... People who eat their boogers. It's like, what told you
to do that?
What instinct is like, well, that is a thing that I wanted to get out of my body. I should definitely keep it.
Yeah, it's part of me. It's part of my journey, and I don't want to give it up.
It's part of my...
Sorry, and then the original texter that you were bringing up said that they had a hedgehog when they were with their ex, and when the hedgehog died, he said he was going to bury her. Then they found her 5 months later in the same shoebox she originally put her in.
Oh, no.
And just like, you have a hedgehog skeleton just chilling.
Oh, hi.
I don't know.
Sonic!
Okay.
I hope my son isn't listening. He loves Sonic. And that's gonna be, okay. Sorry.
Your gross, gross ex. Patrick?
Yai.
Gross ex.
Yeah, my wife's making me tell a story. It's so gross. She wants those chickens. I had a girlfriend a long time ago that used to like to play Halo on Xbox.
Okay.
And if she won, I had to like lick the Xbox cord, the controller cord, end to end. I don't know why. It was her thing. And she was unusually good at Halo. So this happened all the time.
Please tell me you got a wireless one.
Yeah, just get a wireless one or disinfect it before every game.
She wouldn't let me. That was like a thing. I got a wireless one for her birthday. And she's like, why do I have this? I'm like, because I don't want to lick the cord anymore. And she was into it. It was a whole thing. She loved it. And it tasted so bad every time. It never got better.
What?
Did you think it was going to get better?
I don't know. Like, I thought once I licked off the factory rubber case, it would start, you know.
How many times did you do it?
He said she was remarkably good at it.
She was awesome at Halo. And I practiced. I never got better. She gets a sword, and it would just
did you ever win?
The end of it. Once in a while, I got a night off, you know, but it was rare.
Okay.
I got a night off.
What would happen if you won? Did you have a punishment for her?
No, because that was like that was the reward. I didn't have to lick anything.
Oh my god!
All right.
So yeah.
Thank you.
So anyway,
that's Patrick. That's really yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you. We just lost the girl who. All I saw was. I just want to say so. Tia goes and answers the phone, and then he puts up a brief description. And sometimes he doesn't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
It just said the words "no wiping."
Oh no. Yeah.
No, so we're talking about gross ex.
Yeah, that was pretty much the story.
No wiping.
She said while they were getting intimate is when she learned that he apparently does not wipe when he uses the bathroom.
So he had a bidet?
I don't
Fingers
think.
Fingers crossed?
I don't think. No, I don't. That's what she said. And she got off the...
So there was...
I feel like we're taking a lot of people who need more help than we can give them. Like, they need therapy. They need the rebound from this trauma
pathway,
they've been put
is what you're saying.
Yeah. That's what she said. That was
a
story.
So an old country road, if you will.
She said, is this what I call it?
Take me home. Take me home.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It is time for the few minutes where we devote it to hard news. Or no.
News.
No. Nice vibrato.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope.
You is gotta just in my head.
News. Or no.
News or nope. These guys give us news. We decide if it's news. Or no. News or no.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
I don't know about you guys, but
I'm feeling 22.
Okay. I'm just going to move on.
Well, she said, I don't know about
no,
you.
No, I know. I heard. My whole TikTok for you page has been, and we don't talk about politics, but this is just hilarious to me. China is just exposing all of the like name brands. And they're like, that Gucci purse, we make that for $7. Buy it here.
What?
Mm. And like, we make them here. We send them to Italy. They slap on a made in Italy seal and sell it for thousands of dollars. Just buy direct here. It's so funny.
Wow. I've seen some of it with sneakers too.
Yeah, sneakers. Lululemon, like, there's so different athletic brands. Like, it is hilarious.
What? So can we buy direct?
You can. I'm too scared to. So if anyone has, please let us know.
I've done it before. I've sent some money orders over
Shut
to,
up.
Over
have
to
you
China
really?
For stuff. Yeah.
For
oh,
like
yeah.
Nikes for
yeah.
you.
Oh yeah. But yeah. Especially back in the day before I had any money. You're like, spend yeah, and it's very scary because you just yeah. send it to an address that you're like, I don't
I have
even,
no idea.
Yeah. Is this
no,
the right
an
address?
Idiot.
And you're
really?
Like
And you got the product?
I did. Yeah.
Huh.
I've had my friends get just nothing. I remember his birthday present.
Really?
It was that. He ordered some shoes that way
and he got nothing.
They didn't come, yeah.
The funny thing about this is I just like hung out with my buddy Ben, whose mm-hmm. birthday, shout out Ben from El Jardin.
Aww.
His birthday's on Friday.
Cute.
Everybody roll into El Jardin, get yourself a Slackerita and mm-hmm. say this is for Ben. I don't know how that anyway, when they just went to Italy and she bought like six, she's got Louis and Yves Saint Laurent. She spent was hurting the wallet the whole time they were like so.
Bet
you're
that was like $43 from direct. Like, I'm not even joking. It is so funny. They said that Lululemon pants, you could get them for $7 as opposed to $113 here.
Wow. All okay. Right. Well,
we're giving away Lululemon next week. That's really crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I know I'm an objective journalist here. I'm going to try my best to get through this story without getting emotional.
Oh boy.
But today is a very special day, as it was 70 years ago today.
70 years. Hold on, don't say.
What, yeah, what's the math on that?
70 years ago, so it's a five.
That's where I stopped, too.
55.
1955, okay. April 15th.
Hold on. 1955. That's, is that when Marty McFly was at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance?
No.
He went back to 55, didn't he?
No, that was different.
It's something that's near and dear to my heart.
Oh, it's got to be shoe related. Yeah. What else does Tiak care about? Culver's. Was Culver's founded in 55?
Casey's?
He cares about
station?
Three things.
Yes, and, very much so.
And none of them are his children or his wife.
My who? Okay, it's April 15, 1955, 70 years ago today. The first McDonald's was opened in Chicago.
Oh my God.
Changed the way we view food.
Well, that was the first one before.
We now demand it to be fast, and I think better society on today. 70 years we've been looking at fast food.
So was that the first chain one or the very first one that Ray Kroc eventually took over?
It's when Ray Kroc opened a milkshake machine salesman opened up his first McDonald's in a Chicago suburb today. So they had already kind of been doing it, but it was the first like...
Did you watch the movie?
I haven't. No, I still haven't seen it
yet.
The
Founder?
Yeah.
What's his bucket?
Who's the... Keaton, yeah,
Michael
yeah.
Keaton.
Yeah, is it good? Is it worth watching?
I started to watch it, and
again,
then
I
got
too emotional.
Again, no, it's...
Some people have Grey's Anatomy. I don't have anything McDonald's and fast food related.
I have to call a nope on this from this point forward.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Easter is just around the corner, and this is your yearly reminder rabbits...
Thank you for doing this.
Rabbits are not gifts. Please do not give live bunnies to your children, to anyone.
They're
my who?
To your quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird because, like, I live in a neighborhood that has bunnies, like the wild, feral, gross.
Mm-hmm.
They eventually are dying of dysentery or something out in the middle of the whatever. And every year about June, there's just a couple of real fluffy white ones out there with them because people just let them go. That bunny's going to die, you guys.
Yeah.
It doesn't know how to live out in the... Like, you're not making a good decision. Just don't do it. Just stop the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But are you perpetuating the bigger cycle, the circle of life? Are you perhaps giving...
No, you're just attracting bears, mountain lions,
and
coyotes.
No, because you're also teaching your kids that bunnies lay eggs.
Yeah, none of that's true. And it's just, they're not fun. They just sit there and they just poop.
Yeah.
And they eat your grass.
Well... I'm not so bad, and that's all I do. Good evening. More shocking news. So Slacker Show research team has been interviewing Gen Z. And it turns out, according to their findings, 11% of people under the age of 25 have checked their social media during relations. 11%.
Wow.
During the deed are checking their social media. Yeah, which
Hold
I would
on.
Say... Wouldn't you notice? Wouldn't that be a cue?
What?
Maybe I'll change it up.
What
Maybe this
position
isn't doing it for
do you,
you
have to be in?
To hide it? Are you hiding it? Or is it fully intentional?
Why would you?
Or are you already on your phone so you don't notice?
Send me a snap.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Would anybody go to Coachella?
If you would have asked me like 6+ years ago, yes. Now, no.
Was it better 6 years ago, or are you just older now, or is it a combination?
Maybe both. I feel like it was better then because it wasn't as chaotic. Like looking at TikToks of it, I think I would rather die, quite literally.
I have so much anxiety about it right now.
Yeah.
It's like, I know it was like...
Well, before I answer, do you have an extra ticket?
I do. No.
Oh, okay. Then no. I would not go.
I don't... I'm saying if somebody offered me a ticket, I don't know that I would...
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it. Why can't it just be... Do you get something good from it? Like...
You get pictures that you were there, and that's it. Mm. Like, that's, you're not going to be close enough to see any of their performances. Like, you're spending $35 on a hot dog.
I saw some concession stuff.
It's insane.
Do I have that story? Yes. Somebody got a taco, nachos, and lemonade for two people. $102.
Yeah. Wow.
It's dumb at this point.
But aren't concerts all, and I
know. 7-Eleven has all of that for a lot cheaper, I'll tell you.
And no line.
Yeah, exactly. You don't really have to wear a shirt there either.
I think you do.
Okay.
Didn't music used to be like for the common people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this has become such an influencer thing. Brands are sending people there to just like wear their brand and be a part of it and look cool. And it just completely ruined it.
I remember it did. I felt like it had a heyday a few years ago, like you were saying, 6 years ago, when it was like, oh, celebrities go and they're just kind of there walking around. Like Vanessa Hudgens was a big one. I remember.
So she's just there and you might pass her.
I guess.
But she smells like crap. No, but she doesn't. Like, who actually camps? Like, the celebs don't camp.
And no. I don't think that even happens anymore. I think it's become so
hoity-toity.
Yeah, and there's like...
Even the like normal camping that people do, they bring their cars, they fill them up, they set up tents, they bring
rugs. You can't bring your car onto the grounds.
Not on the grounds, to like this special camping area.
Okay.
Which it took people 12 hours to get there because they were in line.
To get into the parking area?
To be let into outside. It took them 12 hours.
What?
And then they set up their campgrounds and they have this tent. They bring out rugs, inflatable furniture. Like, it is way too much.
Waiting that long just to be like, come on, I want to buy a $50 hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, let me in.
I don't.
And like, don't get me wrong. I would have loved to have seen Benson Boone bring out Brian May and do Bohemian Rhapsody.
So that right there, I saw that clip.
Yeah. Sick.
Wow. But also, yeah.
But I'm not.
He was
I'm not
faking the piano, which made me mad.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, if you watch him. Well, first off, he sits there and goes, bong, 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 bong. And then one time he goes up and the piano part doesn't go up, but his hands are still up there. And you're like, oh. And then he grabs the mic and gets up and, wow, the piano doesn't stop. You're like, how are you doing? Like, at least, like, One Republic, when they do
it. Maybe he played the intro. I don't know.
It was, like, One Republic, what I love about them, like, when Ryan Tedder's on stage playing piano, when he's done, there's a guy standing behind him.
Oh, and just walks in
and
he's
like, Ryan takes his hands off the piano, and that guy goes,
wow.
And then Ryan goes running, and it's like, they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
playing. But then, I will say this, just the choir on the, singing the, Scott. Oh.
Yeah.
What a performance.
And, like, Megan Thee Stallion had an insane performance, but it's still not worth any of that.
Who can this is what I'm trying to figure out, because I think I know the wheelhouse of what you make, Aaron, and you go to a lot of concerts. It's becoming not feasible, right?
I saw another story where it was like people are, what's the, like the buy now, pay later or something? I don't know.
Oh, the Klarna or whatever you call that?
People are going into debt to go to Coachella. Mm. It's just not worth
but
it.
But even regular concerts are that way at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't win your tickets with us, how do you go?
I don't know. Yeah. And concessions and all that too. I've had friends go to Coachella, so it's been kind of offered to me, like I could go with them, and it just sounds... It reminds me of spring break. I didn't want to go on spring break. Like, no, like 10 of us can fit in the hotel room. And you're like, no.
What is fun about that?
You're like, we were barely going to be there. It's like, well, I like to sleep. I like to get comfy, get cozy, right, under the blankets, right, my own blanket, preferably. Yeah. And it reminds me of that. It's like, we'll be out in the dirt, you know, like we don't need to shower. And it's like, what are we describing?
Yeah, hell.
Yes.
Exactly. Hell on earth. Mm-hmm. Well, all this week, we're giving away tickets to...
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We want to hear what's wrong with you. Mm. Like, you're weird because you've never done done blank.
Okay.
Like, I never... I think it's weird that I've never smoked pot, but I don't think it's that weird. Because now there's just a lot... I mean, growing up here, being a rock star, but I've just never... Like, it's the thing that everyone's done that you've never done. Everyone's smoked pot at this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's 14-year-olds.
Especially you're
like,
from Colorado.
Like, yes, that's the key, yeah. I think other parts of the country, definitely not, but in Colorado. Yeah.
But I mean, at a certain point...
Colorado.
But smoking pot became like having your first beer. More people have had a joint than had a beer at this point.
Yeah, I bet it's less common... No, more common for people to not have smoked a cigarette, where it used to be the inverse.
Yeah, totally.
And I've never smoked a cigarette.
You
ever.
Haven't?
Never, ever. Hmm. I can't. It's
You I strike can't. Me, I don't want to be weird, but like, if you've ever seen TX original headshots.
Okay.
Your boy band headshots.
Yes.
Like you wanted
lightning.
To look tough.
Yeah.
Like you got the leather jacket. So you just seem like the guy who would smoke and hate it. Like be like gagging, but just want to be sick. You want to have the one, like lean against a brick wall with one leg up and have a cigarette in your mouth.
Yeah.
Because you think it makes you look as cool as that jacket you thought made you look cool.
The jacket was too new. That was, the leather jacket's got to be broken in a little
pristine.
More.
Thank you for noticing that. Yeah. You got to be drugged behind something
I
in that
cut
jacket.
The tags off of it.
Can we put that up on something so people can bask in the glory and maybe have AI insert a cigarette in your mouth?
Okay. I've had to do like in plays where I don't smoke it, but you have a cigarette on stage. And
it's not lit. Though,
no, it's not lit. And even just that is torture. Just having
really?
It in your mouth. Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of what else I've never done. Like, I've never failed at anything I've tried. I've never... Okay, marriage.
Yep, there it is.
Erin had that look. She was coming off the turnbuckle like, really, relationship boy? What have you never done?
I had one, but I just forgot it.
Never been good at radio?
Yeah. What was it? I literally just had it. I don't remember.
Like, I will say this. Up until, we just talked about this off the air, but, and my kids were destined to be this until I basically put a gun to their head and made them do this. They had never ridden a bike. My kids were like, we never want to learn.
Why?
Well, I have a nephew who's never learned to drive.
Why?
And he's 30, something.
Well, that is older, but he's in Brazil, no?
No.
Oh.
This is an American person who just was like, there's a bus right there.
Is he?
And then he moved to. No, he's.
Yeah, I get it. There's a convenience of like, if
I
don't need it.
I don't have the desire.
But why? Yeah, why wouldn't you just want to have it just to.
Just
to
have.
I got my driver's license.
Or even just as an ID. Like, what does he use for an ID?
You still get an ID. Colorado or whatever issues it. I got my driver's license the day after I turned 16.
Mm-hmm. Mine was my birthday, 16th birthday.
Well, why do you think it was the day after for me? My birthday was on the weekend, or I went on the day of my birthday and failed the test and had to come back the next day.
Oh, really?
So you have failed multiple things.
The second day, I didn't get it on the day of my birthday. All right, so if there's something that you feel like everybody on the planet has done, but you haven't, we call this I Never. 303-222-5423. You can call or text that.
I remembered. I've never dyed my hair, and I've always wanted to. But I can't.
Oh.
Take everything I said about TIAC and do the exact thing. Like, I would have assumed you also sought approval and sought coolness, like him with his leg against the wall with a cigarette. I would have thought you would have been in that phase, like Cyndi Lauper shaved on one side, 14 different colors in your hair. Like, you strike me not as like being a follower, but just like you're an individualist.
Yeah, and would like have you're expressed brave enough yourself to try it.
Through
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, my mom would kill me.
Oh, because your hair is yeah. such a, like,
The amount of times I've gone into a salon and the salon, I don't know what they're called.
The colorist.
Artists, yeah. yeah. Or they come up to me and they say, people pay so much for that color. It's like, well.
And it doesn't turn out that color.
It's
like,
difficult.
They try yeah. to get that color and it's like, what color are you
but
going
it's like,
for? Because
okay,
that's orange.
Okay, I'll just keep it.
Because real red hair like yours mm-hmm. is just a color. Like, I've seen people get like red.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, no, that's like a Corvette. Like, that's not red. And then if they try to go for you, my aunt used to do that. And it's like, that's like pumpkin. It's
yeah.
not, oh,
it's too,
yeah.
It's too brash. Like, to get genuine. I wouldn't. What color is your hair?
I don't know. I call it orange. I think it's more orange than red.
For sure. But it's just like yeah. what it's a like real copper. Redhead yeah. looks like.
What color have you considered dyeing it?
I've always wanted to be like Hot Donna and go blonde.
Oh.
I know, but I'm too pale for it.
You're pale. I was just gonna say, in photos with any light at all, it's like, ah!
I feel like Erin is brave because she's like, I get tattoos, I get yeah. holes, I get piercings everywhere, but my mom would kill me if I
dyed my hair. It's such a weird.
I gotta draw the line somewhere.
We gotta be prepared to beat up TAC right now because this person has never had a cavity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What is that like?
That upsets me.
And the amount of junk food you shove in your head,
oh,
it's
yeah.
not from lack of trying.
No. I do more than my fair
gene,
share.
There is a gene, there is a bacteria
is.
Or something.
He has like a strong enamel and like, yeah.
Yeah, he's a milk drinker.
That too.
Yeah, I did drink a lot of milk growing up. Yeah, but never had one.
All right.
Never, ever. But I've never seen a Star Wars movie either.
Okay.
That's you
can
the
go
other
away.
One that you don't like about
have
me.
Have you seen the Harry Potter movies?
No, I have not. I've read the first four books.
But you've never watched any of the movies?
No, because I was into it when it was just the books, and that's I was like the perfect age, and by the time the movies came out, I had moved on. And I just
But you didn't want to go back and see what it would look like come to life?
You didn't want to know what happened? You didn't need closure?
No, the fourth
I
book
I never
was,
read the books, and I like,
Goblet
I
of Fire was way
right
too
now.
Long. It took up a whole summer. I'm like, I get it.
That's like
they're like
the
flying around
one.
And stuff, you know.
Oh my god!
The wand seems to be a big deal. 303-222-5423.
If you're a Potter fan, you just text TAC whatever you want to say about that. Mm-hmm. That is asinine, bro.
I just moved on. I was like, oh, there's women.
I moved
there's
on
girls,
Star Wars,
you know?
But
like,
I still, if they bring
I don't
another
think this
one,
is gonna help me get girls at that point in my life when the movies came out. Okay. Although.
It would have.
Yep.
It probably would have, yeah. Right, more than the leather jacket.
If everyone has done something but you haven't, we call it I Never. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing I Never, the things that are kind of commonplace but you've just never done.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any angry texts about TX's stupid cavity-free mouth?
No.
I want more texts about that. 303-222-5423. It's unfair.
You see, you just got to brush twice a day.
That's not
really,
what it is.
It's,
you,
no.
He eats cosmic brownies.
You guys would floss, maybe.
He eats concrete or whatever they have at Culver's or whatever.
A concrete mixer.
Yeah, that.
Leave like Culver's
you,
out of
I
this.
I do kiss the concrete every time I go there, though. So, you're right.
You are the poster child for bad teeth.
I treat
but your
like
teeth
the
are
brickyard
perfect.
Race. Yeah. Sorry. It doesn't seem like I'm missing out
you
on much.
You don't seem sorry.
Yeah, you're not sorry. Because when I'm in there getting drilled by the dentist, yeah. and then he has to work on my teeth.
I knew that was going to happen, and it's still.
So did I. D.
Yai.
I never. What have you never done?
Never ordered a delivery at home pizza.
Really?
What?
Why? Do you not smoke pot?
No, I'm okay with pizza, but I've just never had a need to, you know, what? Either pick them up or, you know, on my way home or something. I've just never ordered out and had
So you've
one
never had a pizza dude standing on your doorstep ever?
No, never.
I don't know why. I find that the most fascinating of almost anything in the world. Because I grew up not with a lot of money. We got pizza delivered.
Yeah, that's a special occasion.
But it's
or something. Yeah,
everyone
you would do
does
it.
That.
Yeah.
I do it like almost every night just in case. You know?
It's your backup.
Yeah. I don't want the driver to get rusty. I want him to know this
you
is
You know
still-
the route, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but so you do still order Domino's or like whatever, but you just don't.
You pick it up.
Inconvenience them. I will say at once the like in COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
Delivery got harder, so I started picking it up.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, hey, it's an hour and 42 minutes, or you can be here in 13 seconds. And I'm like, well, I'll just come there then, I guess.
Yeah, I'm already down there.
Right. So I mean, they did make delivery time ridiculous. Like, yeah. Even now, like on a Friday, if you try to order a pizza, they're like, yeah, well, we can get it to you on Tuesday. I'm like, okay, I'll just come. I'll get it to you. That's a weird one, D. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
For, Matt.
Hey, Yai.
Yai. Never, ever have you ever what?
I'm 35 years old. 34. I'm turning 35 this year.
You don't
and
keep
I have
a good calendar.
Never, I know, right? And I have never been to a strip club.
When's your birthday?
June 28th.
Boys, we've got plans on June 28th.
We do not. Aaron, you've only been once.
I know. But
I have
had
a pizza
fun.
Coming that day, actually.
We can get it delivered to Shotguns.
Right.
All right. Hey, Frankie Bones.
Yeah.
We're coming to your establishment.
Have you never had the opportunity? Like, have your friends have gone?
No. I've been invited. I just never felt the need or never wanted to, I guess.
I don't think you get to, like, talk about it.
He's been.
Why?
He's been, but he just had buddies from other states all converge on Denver for a bachelor party. I hooked him up with Frankie Bones.
Yes.
And then I get a text, yeah, man, we're just not going to go. I'm like, yeah, it's still a bachelor party. Yeah. They brought Mario Kart.
Yeah, they were being more low-key. I don't know.
Low-key would go to a strip club.
I wasn't deciding the activities. Otherwise, it would have been a lot of pizza.
All right, Matt, we got to get you to a club, man. Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Never, ever have you ever. What have you never done?
Hey, you know, I'm 34 years old, and I've never been out of the state of Colorado. And I get crap for it all the time, you know?
Have you been interested?
Yeah, you know, like I almost went to college in Wyoming up in Laramie, but never been out of the state. I don't know. And
have you driven?
Thing,
like
right?
You haven't even gone over to get fireworks in Wyoming?
That's so funny. I almost did that last year, and my family totally.
And you got to the border and bailed out of the car, like shoulder rolled? That's weird.
It's weird. I get crap for it all the time. And my mom, she always likes to say, hey, well, I was in Nebraska one time when I was pregnant with you. And
doesn't
that's
count.
Like,
no.
Mm. Especially Nebraska.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
In defense of Colorado, it's better to be here, right? Like, this is a place people are trying to get to.
Yeah, but you should still explore.
Right. You know, like, well, you can go to Iowa.
No, but you can go to, like... Vegas, like he can.
I've been to every time we do a trip, we go to Durango, we go to Vail, we go to Steamboat. I've been around, but it's just
the Colorado Tourism Board probably wants to talk to. Like he's like the Jared of Subway without the pedophilia. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's like the spokesman for Colorado. Yes.
Can't stress that part enough.
I haven't worked it out.
Without <He's> like, that part.
Yeah. You know. We're so sorry, Zach.
What just? I'm saying that they could put him on all the posters. It's like, Colorado's so good, this dude never left.
Yeah, I like that.
And we don't have to find out later.
You didn't need to bring in the Subway stuff.
No, but didn't Jared just do the diet himself? Like,
he also walked to Subway every day.
Oh.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Was there a school on the way or something?
Stop it.
It's not funny. Steve?
Yay.
Oh, boy. What have you never done?
I think I'm pretty sure I'm the only person in the world who's never seen Titanic.
Up until about 3 years ago, I was you.
Really?
Oh, really?
My daughter finally made me watch it.
Oh, I have seen parts of it.
The draw me like one of your French girls part? Yeah.
The good parts?
Well, I'm going to tell you, buddy, the ship sinks, so.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
The Slacker Show changes today.
The T-Hack and Aaron Show?
Woohoo!
I want to put that on the table for people who listen.
It's been suggested.
That's what I'm saying.
Mainly by one person who just hates you.
Yeah, what? You're already on the page a little bit of what I want to talk about.
It made me laugh so hard because they were like, I can see myself being friends with like T-Hack and Aaron, but not Slacker.
Yeah, which I don't think anyone asked, but thank you for sharing.
I think I'm a fun person.
You are. You really are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I definitely come off as angrier than I want. I'm reading some of the comments. I'm not coming off as angry. Like when I'm yelling at T-Hack, I'm being his brother.
You're just like mm-hmm. extra expressive and just passionate.
Okay. Thank you. That brings me to the other part of the show that changes.
What's happening? Why'd you do that?
It will not affect the listeners of the show. Did anything just, if you're listening to the show, could you feel what just happened? 303-222-5423. Nothing changes, right? Nothing.
Why did you just, you put on sunglasses for what? Yeah.
Mine are in the other room. I want to wear them.
Mine are in my car.
What?
Aaron's been doing a fantastic job of putting videos up. Your comments about my anger, I can handle. But when you say that I have like googly, crazy, cocaine out eyes, then I'm forced to go back and watch the videos. And I have cocaine out eyes. What the hell is wrong with my eyes?
You were very passionate about that topic. We were talking about QVC. I know exactly.
Oh, it was when, I had reached the end of my dating life
mm-hmm.
and I'm just done. Right. And we've talked about that. And we're not talking about it right here. But like, I was coming to grips with just like being done. And then T-Hack, who's in the best relationship in the world, is like, every night, man, sit down with my wife and watch QVC. And I'm like, just the gravity of it all. Like, I've devoted my life to, I want to please women. I love women. I want to take you out. I want to feed you great food.
But
I want to love
on you.
You
don't
want to
watch QVC with them?
No, I don't, because I don't think you want that.
It works for their relationship.
One human, and it it made me really angry that day. But my eyes were.
Yeah, keep them in. Put them back in the head a little.
Are we doing it
underneath the sunglasses too? I can't see them, but I know they're there.
Are we just being honest right now?
Yeah.
Are we just going to do that?
Yeah.
T-Hack occasionally does a thing with his eyes. That. He does that every once in a while. He does this thing where, and it's like, I don't know if he's about to think about something, but he goes, and I don't know, he just does a like,
I don't know if I've ever
really
noticed
big,
that.
Oh my God, he does it a lot.
I noticed the like smirk one.
No,
he
his
does.
Smirk, and I'm not trying to say it in a bad way.
No, it's,
but
yeah.
here's where we get down to it. Number one, listeners, I heard you. And you won't have to see my eyes anymore.
Come on.
I have two options. I'm gouging them out, or I'm just going to wear my Ray-Ban Justins from now on. So you win. And you know what? The other thing I was thinking about this morning when I was driving around, and I'll get to my part two of my eye discussion. But what if I did, what if from this day forward, what if I was what they want me to be, what the angry people want me to be, and I'm just nice? It would be like, what the hell is wrong with Slacker? If I'm just constantly like, T-Hack, your hair is so good. What a great point you just made, T-Hack. Mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. Like, what is this a show if I'm not a complete dick?
There's a fine line between like.
No,
having,
don't say there's a fine line,
having
Aaron.
A heated discussion uh-huh. and being a complete dick. And you just tend to cross it more often than you think.
If you could see my eyes right now.
I think you're doing great, boss. No notes.
So here's the other part of the discussion I want to have. So it's either I wear the sunglasses or gouge my eyes out. Here's the reason I brought up your eyes, T-Hack. Because he does it's not that long. You just do it for 1 second. You just go like, like this little like,
okay.
Like there's a cattle prod up your butt and I just hit it with 40,000 volts. It's just
you
like,
do cocaine? I have other ways.
By the way. For the record, never done cocaine in my life.
Yeah, that is a weird comment about the eyes because I know you have it. So,
and also, by the way, I've probably had more cocaine in my hands than most humans have Because people just, like, back in the band days, people would just give you a handshake and there'd be an eight ball in their hand. Because they're just like, great set. And you're like, thanks. And you, I would just give it away. It's just like, blah, 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 blah.
Now they just have that buzzer in the hand.
Okay. So here's the other part of it. And I want everyone to remember, I started this with a compliment for Erin because she's doing a bang-up job.
Mm-hmm.
You do this weird thing with your eyes, yet somehow it's never in the clip.
Like I said, I've never noticed it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we could use more of me in the clip. I'm with you, boss.
Okay.
Great note.
All right. Let's put more of T-Hack in the clips.
All right.
Or maybe, I notice you don't put any unflattering images of you up, Erin.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. There's never you just getting in there on a snot rocket.
When do I ever do that?
Oh,
when
Erin, I've watched you digging for gold.
A lot. I could put together a whole sizzle reel of me
yawning.
Yeah,
why don't you do that? Why don't you put a video out?
Yeah. When you got your nose pierced, there was some digging back in the day when it was.
Yeah, you were constantly like grabbing a little weird little crustacean off the side.
I don't like this.
No, but see, this is my point. This is my point. Erin has forced me into the darkness of sunglasses because you
blaming
put together
me? You're blaming me for someone else pointing out your crazy eyes.
You could have you could have
that
been,
was the best moment of the clip.
Yeah, but
I
it could have just been my voice and you didn't need my crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes sells.
All right. So how are we gonna rectify it? Am I gonna do the rest of the show like this?
I'd prefer you don't.
Or okay. Well, then, if I get crazy eye, will you do something?
I'll just insert, like, a different...
The real googie eyes, like the Woody Woodpecker.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm in danger.
I know we take a lot of clips from the show and put up little short things that happen that are funny on the show. This entire thing might need to be put up. At the very least, just this very beginning. Because Erin doesn't want to make eye contact with me.
No, it's really scary.
There's a story out. I want you, Erin. I want you to feel safe. There's a story out that
can I leave?
That would be the best thing you could do right now. It is the five types of people that no one likes to be around, according to psychologists. I want each of you to feel... Tiak, I want you to... Okay. This is a safe place. I have read the five different types of people.
Okay.
There's a decent chance I'm all five.
Oh, he's aware.
Oh, I am. Well, he's the one-upper for sure. I'm all of them. I'm not just one, I'm all of them. Did you know that?
Woo! All right.
You guys, I don't think you can imagine. I have this great chiropractor. And I was just there today. And she was asking me some questions or whatever. And I was just like, I'm talking about workouts I'm doing. Oh my God. And like everything hurts. And I used to do this app called 8Fit and I got to like master level. And as I got back in, like I was like, I got to downgrade myself or whatever. And the very first level is called elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it just feels like such a slam. And like, cause I go into the app and it's like, continue on master 7. And I'm like, I can't do any of that. I can't do any of that. I go all the way down to elementary. And then I was describing it to her and she's like, wow, I'm so happy that like you can tell you've lost the weight. Now you're trying to lean it out and like, blah, blah, blah. She's like, that's great. And I just railed on myself. And she's like, your inner dialogue is the worst. And I'm like, I know, right? Like, and when I saw this story, I'm like, don't look at it through a bad inner dialogue. Don't look at it. And I'm like, oh my God, you're all five of the people no one wants to be around.
One, two, three, four.
Let's get into it. I don't know that it's all five. I want to be an advocate for you.
I don't normally encourage, because here's another backstory. When you snarky little pieces of hell text the show at 303-222-5423, if you say something bad about T-Hack, it's like Godzilla trying to blow Godzilla up with a nuclear bomb. It just makes him stronger.
Yeah. He loves it.
And they were just nuking Godzilla going, why isn't this working? And it's like, God, he's getting bigger. It's like, he's feeding off the nuclear. Like, what are you doing? Stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Texting negativity towards T-Hack
I like it. I share it. I like to send you guys screenshots of it. Yeah. I'm like, look at this.
It crushes my soul. Okay. So, but even though that's the case, I want you to join my inner dialogue and tell me I am all five of these things at 303-222-5423. Number one, chronic complainer.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm only reading them and then we can discuss.
I don't know if I would consider you a chronic complainer.
We all complain.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We get it. We get into, I'll take my responsibility for this for sure. I stir the pot
You're
a little.
You're just trying to like keep me from jumping out the window.
But we get into loops sometimes of complaining. Yeah.
But
I get into bigger loops.
Stop trying to one-up him. That's number two. We're not there yet.
We are always there with me.
But with, yes, we all do chronically complain, kind of. We complain a lot. But
for
we
people
always,
who have a great, we have great lives.
For sure. But we always like come up with solutions, though. We're not just sitting in our own misery. And I think that's where the difference is.
Yeah. That makes sense. I think we complain. I don't know that you complain outside of this room, because we have a unique, we all have the same job. Like, like it's hard to complain to somebody who doesn't understand. So I think that feeds it more. Like when we're in the room, like, oh my, did you see this and this? And you know,
I think anybody who's had the displeasure of dating me, I would say I do complain a lot.
Is like, it about the same thing over and over though?
No, but it's just a chronic, like, I have a way of finding the bad in almost any, like I am, this is truthfully something I'm working on. I just need to find my way towards gratitude more often because it's like, I can't, it was one of those inspirational things I saw on Instagram or whatever, but it's like, if you spilled coffee on yourself at Disneyland or something, what would happen next? It's like, then I'd go get on a ride or whatever. It's like, so one bad thing can happen to you and you could still have a great day. It's like, yes, but you like, I don't do like, I will dwell on that coffee. Like I could be in Paris, I could be in Hawaii and be like, oh man, I brought the wrong shorts.
Really?
Like, yes. I need to find the more positive.
I saw this thing similarly on social media that I've been doing lately is the very first thing when you wake up is, because when you wake up, you go, oh, I don't want to wake up, you know, I'm tired. Yeah. But just immediately go into, what am I grateful for? Well, my bed's comfy. I'm warm. And put a fake, the biggest smile you can on your face. And I've been doing it and it really works.
That's so scary.
Yeah. You just lay there and just force it. And you're just like, I'm so happy. Like, what do I have to complain about? And it even works for me because a lot of times my son will come in and wake me up and he'll even crawl into bed and kind of like snuggle with me.
Oh,
and
God, you're still.
That's cute. Yeah.
And I'm just laying there like, what is better? Exactly. And then it changes your mindset for the day.
Because then I wake up and I grab my phone. Like I do Wordle. And if it takes me like four times, I'm like, I'm so mad.
My day's ruined.
Ruined.
It just started.
I know. I got four letters on the first try, and then I can't unscramble me to make this. Okay.
Number
We've already
two.
Talked about it more than once. The one-upper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I talked about it the best, I think. So.
It's our job to do that, though.
It is.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
And yes and no. Sorry, Tiak. Go ahead.
No.
you guys are already preparing for things later on the list. Unfair. Oh my God. Aaron, that is the biggest batch. You know what you just did. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I think Tiak was talking.
I don't know what I was going to say anymore. I forgot. Oh, I think because we do, we are always like, you tell a story, and it's like, oh, well, I've got a story. And then Aaron's like, well, I've got a story. Like, that is the job. And I feel like it kind of actually hurts me in my interpersonal relationships outside of this room because I get into the same rhythm where my wife goes, oh, 100%. Today at work, this, and I go,
oh, yeah.
Well, today at work. And she's like, yeah, I want to talk about me.
Yeah.
And I get in.
That's what we do.
That's
I mean,
the
you're
vibe
lucky
all
that
the
you're
time.
In a relationship, but like, I have discovered that when I would go on a date, I do just do that. And it's like,
I have to really focus and remind myself now is the time to just listen. Not right now. Now's not the time. But
what?
I also think
What'd
that when say? We I also think that when we do it, we are trying to be relatable.
Yes. I agree.
Are we, or am I just trying to be better than everybody in the room?
T-Hack and I are trying to be relatable.
We've only gotten to two of the five people that I am that makes me impossible to be around. Mm. If you'd like to hear all the other reasons to hate me, stick around because they're next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not just one type of person people don't like to be around.
So far, you're two.
I'm two, but it's a list of five, and I bet you I can be all five.
Mm. Not a competition.
We believe in you. Smart money.
I want my inner dialogue to be better, but, and you guys are doing a great job of trying to talk me out of things, but like, number one, the chronic complainer. We all have a little bit of it, but for people who are living a pretty blessed life, my kids going to college, my other kids in high school, like I'm living, it's great.
Yeah.
Still find a way to be negative. The one upper, it's kind of part of our job. People text in and say terrible things about it, but it's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but it's like, if a caller calls in with a story, we got to jump in and save it.
Right.
A story that's not great. It's just like, so I was sitting there watching paint dry, and you just, well, like, we got to jump in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we cut each other, like, we jump in all the time. Just like, you wouldn't normally in a dinner setting or
in
something.
In a functional.
You know? And a group of people that got along. Like, you wouldn't normally interact that way.
So these are the five type of people nobody wants to be around. Number three, the perpetual victim.
I think that person is the worst person.
This is the one that I think I'm the least of. I don't really feel like, I don't honestly feel like a victim ever. Because even, like, more often than not, if I'm in a situation where I kind of am the victim, I definitely go, you made 17 decisions in the last 2 weeks to put yourself in this situation. I don't think I'm a victim. I think I believe in consequences to actions. Mm-hmm. I don't think oh, it's me. How is this happening? It's like, no, you did this, dude. That was dumb. You put yourself here.
Yeah.
So this is the only one I might not be. I don't think anybody in this room is. I think we're all very.
Yeah. And I think that's, again, part of like the careers that we chose. I mean, there's a lot of gut punches along the way, kind of that you could be the victim, or you go, well, I gotta keep going, you know.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah.
You're done?
I am
okay.
Done.
Okay. Cause number four. You feel that gap when I don't do it? You feel the gap when I don't do it.
I do, yeah.
It's disgusting. But people text all the time, Nick, you interrupt too much.
Let T-Hack finish his story.
No. Even Aaron knows sometimes you got to like lasso T-Hack back in.
Especially when I'm talking.
Yes.
Save it.
The interrupter is one of the worst people to be around. I love that all y'all.
This is like a three-way stop now.
I couldn't have stopped you.
Who's first? Yes, this is like, go ahead.
This is no, please, you first.
A roundabout in a town where nobody has roundabouts. We're just all, I don't know who goes. Interrupting. I have been in relationships where they go, you interrupt too much, but it's like, you don't talk fast enough. Like, are you...
Okay.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, there is a pacing to being on the radio. And yes, we're not on the radio when we go home, but it's hard to not be. Like, if you work in the stock market, I can't imagine you go home and you're like, hey, honey. Like, you don't sloth talk. Mm-hmm. You're like, let's go.
Right. You're probably do that job because you are wired that way. So, same with this.
Let's go. And it's like, the funniest thing happened today. So I was dropping the kid. No, had I already gone to Starbucks? And it's like, you have to go. Like, what do you do? If you're not moving the conversation forward, I'm jumping in.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, that. Yeah. Especially after here. It makes sense. I'm like, first of all, you forgot the I. I told you to leave out that part.
I can see AHAC just going, honey. It's time for a little. But do you feel, I know that the listeners feel this. I'm the worst, right? The interrupter.
In the three of us, yes. Okay. But that's not bad because it is called the Slacker Show. And I'm not saying.
No, but that's not.
No. But I'm also saying you have the most experience because we have previously talked about how everyone. Me too. But they think that like you're this stuck up dude and it's like, no, we look at you kind of as a role model because you've been in radio for so long that like we're gonna bow down a little bit.
I don't want you to bow down, but like, yeah, I am gonna jump in though. And yeah, like,
as you should, as you have earned,
but not because the name's on the show. I want to reiterate.
Oh, yeah,
you chose
when,
it
when Steve left. It was like, what are we gonna call it? Like when there's a morning show and it's like Jeff and Jer, it's like change the name to Breakfast Flakes or just the morning. Like you can just change it to some mm-hmm. weird
generic
thing. Cause like then you can just change the people interchange. Like, can mm-hmm. we just call it Afternoon Delight? Like I just, and they're like, no, the Slacker Show. And I'm like, please God, no.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are gonna go, one, I forced Steve out, which I did not.
No.
And two, that I have this ego the size of, because will you interrupt TX? And it's like, yeah, because TX sometimes is like not moving.
Or he'll tell a story that reminds you of something and you get really excited. And like, it's just conversation.
I love conversations like that. I love being interrupted where it's like, so I was at Walmart today. Oh my God. You know what happened to me the last time I was at Walmart? Go. Because it sounds like yours is way more passionate than what happened to me.
Yeah.
Give it to me. Let's hear it. The last one, we just ran out of time. So...
Me and Aaron will cover it on the bonus show. It is the judgmental know-it-all, number five. Anyone? That seem like anyone? I don't. I'm just.
I'm not going to interrupt.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story. See if you can follow me on this. Starts with a badly burned body.
Oh,
but
no.
It ends with a phrase you will use for the rest of your life.
Ooh, okay.
Yay!
I'm nervous. I've got a story about all she did was call for help. I don't see the problem.
Oh.
Okay.
Outrageous.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Utah.
Ow!
No. They have their dirty sodas. Utah.
What's the dirty soda?
It's sodas with coconut cream or like all the flavors.
Wait,
it's,
they're not allowed to drink soda? Or are they? Are they not allowed to drink?
So
coffee?
I haven't actually watched the show. The yeah, huh? Whatever. I haven't actually watched the show. It confuses me too because it's caffeine is bad, but these sodas don't have caffeine in them. Maybe
they do.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't get it.
Fine lines. Anyways,
they can't have alcohol.
We're gonna have to go figure out what she meant by that. Okay.
Anyways, a woman in Utah was was on a high-speed chase.
Oh, God.
On I-70.
Oh, cool. Oh,
man.
Go I-70, local reference.
When she got a flat tire because the troopers had thrown out spikes.
Oh, nice. That's what
they
do.
So she said, oh, no, my tires are flat. Let me call AAA. So she pulled over and called for help.
She called AAA.
Hey, my tires are flat. Can you come help?
Ooh, what?
So the road...
So there's... She's surrounded by SWAT and whatnot.
Yeah. So the roadside assistance company got the call, said, what are you doing?
Yes,
transferred it. Transferred it to troopers who then answered the call and were like, girl, you're done.
We're not gonna...
She was arrested.
We're not gonna let you have that.
I pay for this service.
I do. And I have my tires thanks to you guys. Guy. My story also not from Florida. But it is from Germany.
Yeah.
So the police, they had another, I don't know what they were doing. The police were called and they were told there's a dead body that's badly burned. So they showed up to the scene with the helicopters and the tanks and the whatnot. When they got there, they found an unclothed and charred remains. But eventually they said, never mind. It's a recreational mannequin.
What?
It's going to be my new safe word.
What?
I think we can imagine what they think it was.
Why would you...
It's a recreational mannequin. Just, it's burned badly.
Why was it burned?
Ma, did you move my recreational mannequin? Hey, Ma!
Because if you don't regularly clean your recreational mannequin...
Yeah, like with bleach, not
fire.
Yeah,
then the only way to clean it is with fire. You have to just... How long's it been since you cleaned the recreational mannequin? Take it out back, clean it with fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so... Not all dead bodies on the side of the road are dead bodies.
That is
sometimes
good news.
Yeah.
Recreational mannequin.
Ayo, ma!
By the way, when the Jonas Brothers come to town, you know who's opening up for them?
Who?
Recreational Mannequin. It's such a good band name, too! Come on! Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.